It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Golden Heart City. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, and my name is Sarah Hollister.
Yeah, it is.
Who am I here with?
Katie Yarrow.
My work BFF.
Yeah.
And we're your kind, friendly United Way
representatives. Yeah, we're here inspiring the community to give back in ways that are meaningful to them, you know, to give, advocate, and volunteer.
That is part of what we do there.
A huge part of what we do.
Yeah, and another huge part of what we do is we invite our local nonprofits to come in and share a little bit about themselves and their story on this radio show where we get behind their mission.
That's right.
And we have a cool guest today.
We have a super cool guest today, and I think it's going to be really interesting to everybody because this is a long time organization that, you know, they're a pillar in our community. They've been around a long time doing amazing work. But I think it's going to be really interesting for people to hear kind of more about what they do and more about what they might have on the horizon soon. We're here with...
Who do we have today?
Who do we have today? Oh, we have another. I would say my dear friend, but it's because I have a lot of friends,
We have a lot of dear friends.
I have a lot of dear friends. And today, we have our dear friend, Marie Olson, who is the executive director of the Fairbanks Concert Association.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. And, you know, we were talking on our way over to the studio, me and Katie. And I was like, have I been to a show? And I was like, and I was looking at it, I was like, oh, I've been to a lot of shows. So you might not know you've been to a Fairbanks Concert Association show. Probably, if you've lived here your whole life like me, you've probably been to a show or two and maybe didn't even know that that's
who brought this. But there is a nonprofit who is bringing this to our community and making our community vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it adds a lot. So, Marie, tell us a little bit about your mission over there.
We just updated our mission last year. We're very excited. And so our mission is really to enrich interior Alaska through the performing arts. We were a bit more focused before on the Fairbanks area, but truly there's a long history with FCA, as the acronym here for Fairbanks Concert Association, to bring music to the communities around Fairbanks, whether it's Nenana, Delta, Healy, Fort Greeley. And we're expanding that a little bit this year even more. So it was important also for the interior communities to feel that we see them and hear them, and we want to bring live music to them. And so we did that. And also we, you know, our vision is truly to create connectiveness between the communities, inclusivity, and to engage all generations with the performing arts and the arts. And so it is a joy to do this. I think I have the best job in the community. I'm just going to say that. I say that to my family all the time. I'm
like, have a great job. You do.
You do. And it's so needed. You know, a lot of the people you bring up, normally kids who live here wouldn't get exposed to.
No.
And so getting that exposure to these like fantastic music and dance acts and things.
And arts. Circus, acrobatics.
All right.
Maybe a little magic.
Magician on your lineup.
I know.
How exciting is that? The only magician I've ever seen is at the fair. So
Katie's kid and mine just came out of a magic camp I told my daughter, so you go tell the instructor that we're bringing this Adam Trent.
And he knew him.
And he's like, oh yeah, he's my friend. And then her jaw dropped.
Some great shows. So you guys bring concerts, bring music up to Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so, you know, there's music has been around since the beginning of times.
That's
and
right.
Music will be there until the end of times.
Right.
Fairbanks has a fabulous history, and Alaska does for music locally. But really, 1947 was like this concerted effort in bringing music, a big name from Lower Alaska. And so Maxim Shapiro was brought up and he played at the Empress Theater and put on a fabulous concert. And after that resounding success, a whole bunch of people, and I mean, I could drop names, but really, they got together. And then next year, 1948, FCA was created. And so we have been around for 78 years. That's almost my mom's age. I mean, this is it's tremendous.
And think about who Fairbanks was at that time.
Yes.
You know, we weren't the Fairbanks you see today.
No.
So bringing up that act probably back then was a huge huge deal, and it probably was a huge undertaking back then, even to bring up one person a year.
It put us on the map in a whole different way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. 100%. And so they would have like 4-6 concerts a year, and that took a lot. Back in those days, again, it's the 40s, 50s, classical music. But even then, as early as that, you had a little bit of hint of jazz coming up. People from all walks of life. Yeah. Diversity, which is tremendous. And, I mean, it stayed like this for quite a while. And I'd say like 80s, 90s. And that's when the bigger shift happened to broaden the type of acts that we're bringing to the community because there was a demand for it.
Yes.
And so we have great names to thank for this. And here we are today. We're bringing you guys 12 concerts this year from all over the map, from around the world. And I am excited for all of them. It's going to be great.
So exciting.
Very cool. And if you are just tuning in, we are here with Fairbanks Concert Association, Marie Olson. She's the executive director, and she's talking to us all about the Fairbanks Concert Association, where it got its start and its mission.
Yeah. So, Marie, do you want, like, I'm looking at this lineup, and I'm sorry that we're not, like, a YouTube podcast.
Not yet.
Because yet. Ooh, look at you. I love a good yet. But can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming season?
Sure. I want to start by saying we try to please everybody, and we can't, but
no.
I would say that over 10 years or every 5 years, we should touch most people in the community. And so we really have a patchwork of artists this year.
Eclectic.
We're kicking off with a gentleman that I've met. So I get to travel to go to conferences to mm-hmm. meet artists and agents. It's a really good job.
Yes.
And I met Delbert Anderson from the Delbert Anderson Quartet quite a few times. And he's a darling of a person. He's from New Mexico, of Dene Navajo descent, and does jazz with funk twist and jamming, and then he inserts traditional Navajo music in there, and it's
wow.
I have never heard something like this before.
Fusion.
It's surreal, but you see the shifts, and then it goes back mm-hmm. to funk and groove. So we're quite excited to bring him up. And of course, one of the favorites will be this year is Adam Trent, who is an illusionist. So that would be our family show of the year. We try and have one every year. Very interactive. Some AI component, people on stage.
Okay, I need my tickets.
I think it's surreal what he does. And he's come once to Anchorage before, but we're lucky to bring him to Fairbanks this year. And so I'm in my 40s, and I'm mm-hmm. a true Gen Xer. I'm a rock girl, but so we also are bringing Portland Cello Project. Now, those have gone again to Anchorage a few times doing Christmas shows, but we're bringing them up because it's the 6 or more cellos, brass, drum, 1 or 2 singers, and yes, they'll cover some Bach and music, you know, classical tunes, but also we might touch on some Billie Eilish and some Taylor Swift.
Nice.
And then we have a whole set of Radiohead.
Ah.
I am happy.
And so, yes.
On our website, there's clips of all these acts, and so that you can hear the singing. It's tremendous.
You can get like a little tidbit of what
absolutely.
You'd be attending.
Yes. And so we're quite excited. And again, these are just lovely people. They're out of Portland, obviously. So that'll be fabulous. And another favorite that we bring every other year, and it's International Guitar Night. And so these are musicians, usually 4, from around the world, and it changes every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have artists from Russia, from Brazil, from Australia, and then Hawaii. That sells out often. And so I'm proud to say that as of last year, we're starting to sell out a lot of our shows. So I'm really excited. There's a renewal of interest, and people are willing to go out and have fun. We always bring Celtic. This town is all about the Celtic music.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have Irish and we have Scottish. And so the Irish is Cherish the Ladies, who's been here 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that one sold really well. And it's one of the best flute player. And there's actually a name for that instrument for the Irish. Tory, my staff, would be very appalled by my lack of knowledge here. And one of the best in America. She's known for it. And so they've been nominated for Grammys. The other one is Nos. So that's later in April. And they're from Scotland. And again, the talent is just surreal from those guys. And I'm trying to bring those to Healy. We're going to travel to Healy with Nos and do a show
very
over there.
Cool.
And we work with our fabulous Chris Capps to make that happen.
And how does that work? You know, those towns are so small. So do you see just the entire town come to the show?
Yeah, we try and do a lot of promotion locally. And mm-hmm. we extend to neighboring towns. So, mm-hmm. you know, Denali yeah. Village or Anderson mm-hmm. and even Nenana. Yeah. And then ideally it's on a weekend, you know, after working hours, and it's all generations, and they're just so happy to have artists of that level come to their community.
Yeah.
It's all free mm-hmm. for them.
They don't have to drive all the way.
Oh, so it's all free.
Yeah, we do it for free for them. And when it's a full performance, we try also to bring production. So SRS comes down with us, and mm-hmm. the quality should be there, right?
Yeah.
And it's just fabulous. It's connection building, and we enjoy that. There's one year we brought an artist to Nenana for the first time. And she died in a Love Soldiers, and she's out of Burwash, Yukon. So that's a tiny village, Athabascan. And it was a fabulous connection with those kids. Yeah, it was fun. So that fills my cup. Those are my little, the outreach that we do in the communities really just brings me tons of joy. We have a favorite, Dust Bowl Revival and Hot Club of Cowtown. They've both been here before. People are asking for each of them separately or together. They're coming back and to play some of their tunes, but also here to do some covers of Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson.
Fun.
So all of the Americana folk country people out there, this is the time to reminisce
and for you.
Sings the song with us, have fun. It always turns into big sing-alongs. One show that's not listed in your brochure because it was a later add-on, and it's Choir. Now, those guys came here 2 years ago.
Yep.
They're Canadian. They're my people.
And, yes.
They bring a theme for their show, but we sing. So they teach us to be the choir. And then we do harmonies between different groups, and it is a ton of fun. I sing like a shoe. I'm awful. Just awful. And my husband's even worse. And we have the time of our lives. And last time it was all 80s music. My kid discovered Bon Jovi and Cyndi Lauper. And this year it's a Queen sing-along. So all the favorite from Queen. There you go, Katie.
It is literally my youngest.
Okay.
Since he has been like two.
Okay.
Queen is his favorite band.
Oh,
I used to say, who's singing?
So
he's
well,
like,
we're
the
doing
Queen.
It.
The Queen.
Like,
nope, just
so
Queen.
This is a total family show where
oh,
you can
absolutely.
Bring your kids.
Oh, it's interactive. Yeah. I've seen them on the social media.
And I mean, ideally, we dress up. We have fun. I was full 80s outfit last time. I'm not afraid to dress up for some of my shows.
Oh, I love that.
So we're excited from that one in January. And then I want to end like the three... One, Pink Martini's coming back. That's a favorite in the community. And there's a change in some of the lineup we're going to announce soon, which is very exciting. Yonder Mountain String Band, they're Grammy winning. This is young guys, this bluegrass, Americana. They're fabulous, and it's selling really well. But there's an interest in the community, which is great. And then Pedrito Martinez is a Cuban percussionist. We're talking two entire sets of drums, more traditional and modern. And Josh Bennett from SRS is curious how he's going to find all those drums. We have to talk to the whole state to put it together. But that's where we're bringing unique things that we can't get in Alaska.
And people don't always think about that. Like drummers can't really pack up their drum set and come up
to Alaska.
Unless
you're driving.
So it's you know, these companies and other people and local community members that you're able to get things.
Yep.
Come together and we take care of each other and bring, like we said, you know, this started by bringing acts to a remote place, and now you're expanding that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fairbanks is still remote, but let's be honest.
We aren't the remotest.
We're not the remote ones anymore.
The remotest. if you are just tuning in, we're with Marie Olson. She's the executive director of the Fairbanks Concert Association, and she has given us all the awesome information about her mission and some of the acts coming up. But we have some new stuff coming on, so wait around.
And this is Behind the Mission, and we'll be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 5050 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 5050 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 5050 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Thank you for sticking around, Interior Alaska. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I am with
Katie Yarrow.
And we are your lovely hosts this week and every other week.
Every single week.
We have been here.
We do this. We have been here talking at you, interviewing our nonprofits, promoting the important work they do. We haven't missed a beat yet.
And who do we have today, Katie?
My dear friend, Marie Olsen.
Hello.
Yes, with the Fairbanks Concert Association. And so we just got to talk about the amazing lineup that you guys have coming up and all the concerts. And, you know, we touched on you're working to expand beyond Fairbanks. Like, your mission is expanding.
Yes.
Your outreach is expanding. I think you have some exciting things and initiatives to share.
We do.
About how you're expanding this season.
Yes.
Are we able to know?
You are.
Let's tell the community.
Up to a point.
Okay.
But I can definitely give it, the gist of it.
I'm here for a cliffhanger.
Well, so we do outreach every year. Like, that's part of, again, of our mission. And it's always been part of the mission for FCA. From the first year, there was some efforts to connect with the schools and the community. And so this year, we have four concerts that we're offering to the district. And that's in partnership with the Fairbanks Arts Association and their FACE program. And so that is a great way for kids to for $6, they can get and see those live performers. Yeah. And let me tell you, decibel level goes beyond Beatles level. It's incredible when we're in that room. And that, again, it's you should just come and witness because it's great.
It's magical for children.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
So we have those going on this year. We also try to do some master classes with specific groups. But this year, since I'm around, which is only since 2020, it's my fourth year. I mentioned that we've gone to Healy, and then last year we were in Delta and Fort Greeley. And so we're again going to Healy this year, but also for the first time, and I'm pretty sure it's in history of FCA, we are taking an artist, Toke and Galena. And so for this, we have come into a collaboration with Tenachief Conference, and more specifically their behavior health department. And so Delbert Anderson Quartet, that I've talked about earlier, who is from New Mexico and he's Dene, does those workshops where he wants to use music as a healing tool for mental health. And so we are going to fly to Toke and do two workshops over there with local Native youth who are struggling, and those are identified by TCC. TCC will also help and fly or bring those kids from all the neighboring villages to Toke so they can attend that workshop. And we're also doing this in Galena, which we've never been there before.
Wow.
So we're going to do the same thing over there. Again, TCC is going to bring the kids from Ruby and, you know, the villages around. Delbert is over the moon, and I was talking with him. I was like, 30, 40 kid. And he's like, if 100 wants to come every workshop, we'll do 100 kids. Like, let's
spread make it happen.
As many kids as we can.
Yeah.
So we are extremely excited by this. That'll be kick off the season, so it'll be a long week for kicking off.
Yes.
But the new thing this year that is we're launching a new initiative. It's tentative. I'm nervous, also very excited. FCA is in a partnership with Carnegie Hall in New York. And we are one of 13 worldwide partners. There's only 13 in Alaska.
And
is there.
One of them.
We are one. Wow. So what they have started doing in 2022-23 are well-being concert series. There's a specific format. This is small, in the round. And it's all about building community and togetherness with the artists, with the audience, meeting new people, breaking isolation after the pandemic. And so we are doing this year. We will have 3 public shows. We're keeping that affordable in a small venue. We're going to try it out with local artists. So for one of the first times, FCA is also showcasing our local artists that are fabulous mm-hmm. in the state.
Yes.
And they're building new collaborations between each other, and artists that they've never worked together, creating new songs. What does well-being mean for them? How do they replenish their
yeah.
flower garden?
Yeah.
And
fill your cup.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So we will announce, hopefully by the end of the month, who that is. And we also are going to do 2 private shows. So every time we'll have a series, and I want to do this at least for 3-4 years to test it, offer one of those concerts for a targeted audience that would need it. And so one of them would be OK Cello, who's an artist that we are bringing up this year. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to him yet. And this is a gentleman, Okari, with his cello, and he does looping effect and multimedia mm-hmm. for the main concert. We'll take him into a local middle school, work with the behavior and the counselors over there and the music teacher, find the kids that really are staff or teachers. They could, you know, this.
Yeah.
Everybody needs the love and the help.
Yeah.
So we'll do one concert there, and the other one will be again with Delbert Anderson, and it'll be in Fairbanks with local native youth, and so they can connect and have that well-being concert experience.
I think that's amazing.
What is also cool about this, I'm not done.
But wait, yeah, there's more.
We're also we're partnering with UAF and their psychology department.
Wow.
And so this is something that also Carnegie is doing. And so we have a teacher and 2 students that are absolutely a delight to work with. So Dr. Ina Rifkin and her 2 students. And we're building surveys as we speak. I'm working on the surveys pre-show, after show, and then we're collecting data that we can share with the partnership that we have around this effort across the nation, or actually the world. And they also then will talk with other arts and health studies going on in different countries. So there is no doubt in my heart that the arts there is no doubt in my heart that music and the arts will benefit our mental health and even physical health. And and that's, you know, now it's now proven, there's reports everywhere. And so we are now taking part into elevating our community and trying to create again the togetherness I mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's part of our mission.
Yeah.
We're doing this with that effort.
I have to chime in here because something that maybe a lot of people don't know about me is I was a music major. I was not a business major.
Wow.
I was a music major. And I was 3 credits shy of a psych minor because if I had decided to be, I don't know, one of my friends who beat their heads against the wall going and getting a master's degree, I wanted to go into music psychology.
Oh, no way.
So I think this is fascinating. I love that this is a program because music is healing and music is language and music is universal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge way to communicate.
Yes.
And I think it is a French term, and it's one of my favorites because I'm one of these people, and all those listening, I'm curious if you're one of these people too. Is it frisson?
Frisson.
In in French, where it's where you get the goosebumps.
The goosebumps.
The goosebumps, like when you hear music.
Say that again.
Frisson.
Frisson.
Frisson. You know, we also called it chicken skin.
Which is accurate, though, because I don't know if anybody else feels this. Like if somebody hits a certain note or there's just music, something moves you, and you get... You get the goosebumps, you get the shivers.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people who experiences it. And it's the music speaking to your soul.
Yeah. And we want those events for people to take a pause and really think, what is this music doing inside me? What am I thinking about? And why am I responding to this more than the one before that?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And then maybe when you drive, you know, after the event or a week later, you're driving your kid to school and one of that song comes on the radio for you. Yeah. Stop. and listen. Don't drive and argue with your kid. Take the moment to let it sink in and take advantage. Like, let it take your time to listen to that music.
Because I think it's fine, because it's not always lyrics. Sometimes it's instrumental music, and it hits a chord inside you, so to speak.
Yeah. And this is something maybe we can bring to the detention centers, to the healthcare workers. Like, there's so many different groups that could benefit from an event like this. So 100%. We're trying this, and we're very excited.
And it kind of rounds out to a topic, you don't know this, but we talk about almost every week, is what people truly need is connection with each other, and whatever way you can find that. And everybody has a different way, and music is definitely a funnel. And so when you were saying connect people, I was like, yes, you're hitting it right on the nail on the head. Is How do we
be united?
Right.
How do we be united? And there's our brand manager. Yes.
It's almost as if we're better united.
United. Mm. United is the way.
Oh, it just might be.
Yeah. New taglines coming on here.
Yeah. Right.
Well, wait for it.
but really, it is the connection with each other. And, you know, and we only have about 4 more minutes left. So let's, how can people connect to you? How can they connect to your organization?
Can they learn, support, all the
things? Well, I wouldn't, if you're not sure if you've come to an FCA concert, please come to one. Just do one and come and introduce yourself to it. There's only 3 of us in the office. Our board members are there, but we try and be welcoming. I try to meet as many new people as I can at every concert. I make a conscientious effort to introduce and meet who is coming.
Yes.
Our volunteers are out of this world fantastic. Yeah. We have about 50. They're already all signed up. All the slots are full. Like, it's incredible. And they enjoy because we all take care of each other. And so it's a safe place to just be and enjoy and, again, connect. Mm-hmm. And if you are, you want more anonymity.
Oh, I love your accent.
They're the French, you go to one of our shows, you sit down and you enjoy the well-being shows. You know, when you go to a concert, you look at the back of a head of somebody, and then you see the artist. And this new format will be, we're looking at each other in the eye. So I can watch this artist play, and then behind the artist, I see Katie, and I do a heart, and I smile at her. We're really together. But so there's a little bit for everybody at our shows. And I just dare you to come and then just see how you feel. We have a fabulous atmosphere. The family is important. It is crucial. It is. We take pride in it. And so you could come to a show and then maybe volunteer one little shift, see how it goes. If you volunteer for us, you get to see the concerts. I'm just going to mention that. But, you know, we also could use a supportive community like all nonprofits. So we have a new donors club with cool perks. Okay. Yes. Well, we had to, like, clean it up and make it a bit more transparent and everything. And so some of the perks, depending on your level of giving, could be that you have access to pre-show receptions with the artists.
Ooh, this little meet and greet situation.
Some of them. So we try and have between, 3 to 4 receptions a year. And it's not a guarantee the artist is there, but I can say that there's 3 this year that the artist will be there. Or you may, at another level, maybe you get free tickets to a well-being concert series or all of them.
Okay.
All of the levels, you will hear from me. So I am now, with the French accent in writing, will be sending a behind-the-scenes a letter. And where I'll talk from my heart, but also give, an idea of what's going on in the industry, in the state. You know, what is going on in this world right now, and how are the performing arts going and everything?
Love it. Well, and so something that I had talked about, and so maybe I'll just set up a little softball here real quick, is I was saying, so I'm a sole parent of 2 children, and I was like, I'm going to bring this brochure home, and I'm going to say, hey, pick a show or a couple, 2 or 3, that you guys want to go to, and if both of my children pick the same one, then great, we'll go as a family. But if there's different ones they want to see, those can be little date nights.
Yeah.
Just for mommy son date nights, where it's special time with them. And so if I wanted to attend more than one of these, is there a smarter way to buy my tickets?
Well, when you were talking, it sounded like you had at least like 3 or 4 that you're eyeing.
Yeah.
You got really excited 100%. By choir.
Yes, I did.
So the moment you buy 3 concerts, you get 15% discount right off the bat. And also you don't pay the fees that come with any kind of ticketing event.
Right.
And if you want to add one later, you still get the discount.
Get grandfathered in.
Yeah, so perfect. For the whole season. So that's a great way also to support us.
And where can we go to support you?
At our office, you can go online on our website. We have
Which
a 30 Fairbanksconcert.org.
And your offices are located in Artisan Courtyard across from Little Owl.
So grab a cupcake and come and talk to us.
Yes.
Very. Well, thank you so much, Marie, for coming on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're wonderful. And thank you, listeners. It has been an awesome show, and we will talk at you
next week. Darn it.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.